This was something that I suppose we've been lucky in the last week or 10 days where we've had good weather, but unfortunately prior to that we had nearly 6 months of continuous rain, and an awful lot of our local roads in particular have seen an awful lot of damage caused by the excessive amount of rain. And I called on the County Council this week to put a schedule of works in place to maintain roadside drainage, and also we'll say water tables that they're opened annually and allow the water to come off the roads, because unfortunately where you have rainwater accumulating and sitting on roads over a long period of time, this is causing a lot of wear to the road, it's damaging the road, it's causing potholes. And in fairness, I complimented the roads crew in our municipal areas. They're doing their very best, but it's very hard to do a lot of the work when you've continuous rainfall. So I think if we could put a schedule of works in place, get the rainwater off, don't allow it to sit on the roads over the winter and the autumn period, primarily because our seasons are changing. We're getting heavier and heavier downpours of rain, and it's dangerous where you have rainfall sitting. You have people that are avoiding it, you know, and they're swerving out in the middle of the road. Also, if people hit standing water, it's as dangerous as hitting ice. So I think we need to put all the preventative measures in place. And I know this was unanimously supported by my fellow councillors, so hopefully it can be looked at in the future.
And it is something that we have to highlight as well, just how drastically the weather is changing. You mentioned the changing of the seasons and stuff, but do you think the council are adequately equipped for that?
Well, certainly, I suppose it is something that, in fairness, the CE and the executive acknowledge that, you know, there's huge constraints on finances in the council, and they are doing their very best. We collectively as councillors for the last number of years have always said we need to keep an ample amount of outdoor staff on the roads. We need to keep ensuring, I suppose, particularly in our Ballymote, Tubbacurry, West Sligo area, where we have the largest amount of Class 1 and Class 2 roads. You know, we have a huge amount of these roads that unfortunately don't get covered under the roads programme resurfacing. And I think over a matter of years where there is a lot of wear and tear, our population has gone up, the traffic flow has increased on an awful lot of these roads, and we need to maintain the roads.